Father, forgive them. Grace and forgiveness on the cross. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. From Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Reading this verse, I am amazed that as Jesus was on the cross dying, he had the mercy and grace to cry out to God and plead for forgiveness for mankind. He even defended our actions by telling the Lord they don't know what they are doing. In that moment, Jesus refused to feel anger, hurt, resentment, and bitterness over mankind's stubborn rejection of him and the gospel of grace and salvation that he came to preach. In his dying moments, Jesus refused to submit to human desires for retribution and call legions of heavenly angels to avenge him. He refused to stop loving us and desiring good things for us, stop caring for the lost, the poor, and the needy, give in to bitterness and resentment, keep a record of our sins or turn his back on us. He refused to give up on mankind and write us off, renounce us before God or condemn us and curse us for our rebellious minds and our hardened hearts. Jesus refused to abandon us at the very moment when mankind needed him the most. He refused to be disloyal and disobedient to God, give in to temptation and feelings of anguish, torment, and separation from God, or abandon his divine mission before his job was complete. On the cross, Jesus suffered and endured the pain and refused to cave in or give up or quit. In that moment, Jesus showed all of mankind, then and now, that he was more than a man. He was the Son of the Almighty God. And in that moment on the cross, in his mercy and grace, Jesus forgave us and asked God to forgive us. Child of God, I encourage you to join me in songs of joy, praise, and thanksgiving that Jesus did what he did. Jesus, thank you for asking our Heavenly Father for his forgiveness. Your forgiveness fills me with joy and encourages me to forgive others. Lord, thank you for your love for us. Jesus, I thank you for your mercy, grace, and most of all, your faithfulness on the cross. Holy Spirit, help me to be a faithful and obedient son and to walk in love and forgiveness with others at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.